All right, it's 20 minutes now before 10 o'clock. The Port Huron Area School District Board of Education met last night. The superintendent of schools is with us right now, Jamie Kane. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Oh, we're almost to the Christmas break.
It's going to be great. Wow. Our staff and students deserve some time off. It's always a great time of year to be in the schools with band concerts and musicals. And you know, if you can't get into spirit after listening to kids perform at such a high level, it's hard, but it's a great time of year, and we've had a great beginning to the school year, and we're looking forward to taking some time off and coming back strong in the new calendar year.
You announced, and I don't know if this came up at the board meeting last night, but a new partnership with PJ Wallbank Spring Company. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is a phenomenal opportunity for Port Huron students, for PJ Wallbank Springs as a company, and really for our community. And really at the core of this, when Chris Wallbank and I started talking about business partnerships, we really talked about the need for action. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how do businesses support schools and vice versa. How do we get kids to stay in the community and be gainfully employed and have the skills that they need to be contributing members of the Blue Water area? That company, Wallbank Springs, is growing, and they're doing things right in their field. And so they are in need of employees. We are in need of opportunity for our students to have exposure to companies that are in need of employees and to broaden their horizons and see what opportunities are out there. So as we started to talk, Chris and I really had a shared vision of allowing students to have opportunities to gain skills and then be part of this community and part of this workforce. And when we sat down with him and his team, and we rolled out our new Project Lead the Way STEAM engineering curriculum, they were really blown away by the advanced level of expectations we have for students. And they said, these are the things that our people need to know in the workplace today. And so the natural connection was there with our curriculum and with what they're doing in their corporation. So then we just started talking about how might this work. And so what we've come up with is a real great opportunity for all of our students at Port Huron High School and Port Huron Northern to have unlimited exposure to Wallbank Springs, and then Wallbank Springs vice versa, to really have a pool of potential future employees to take a look at within our school. So for our students, it to narrow it down from their lens, they get exposure to what that company offers, opportunity in that company, anything from internships to job shadows to potentially being employed full-time if that's something Wallbank Springs desires. Certainly for us, we get the benefit of the generosity of Wallbank Springs and that they are helping us offset the cost of our engineering curriculum. So we are going to do a big formal press conference and release when we show the community Northern's vast improvements in January. But this is a great example. Local businesses and partner really seeing the need in the school working with, and we have a sustainable partnership now that's really going to benefit kids, benefit the community, and benefit that company.
Right.
Everybody wins.
And of course, we want these kids to go to college too, right?
We do. We want them to go to college. But the thing is this, is we want them to be exposed to specifically maybe a focus of what they want to go to college for. And I think we have to continue to help kids see that there are opportunities for professions that are beyond the traditional, I want to be a teacher, doctor, lawyer, you know, traditional things that kids might think they want to go because that's what they're exposed to. And what we know is this, that most kids aspire to be what they're familiar with. Somebody's influenced them along the way and they decide they want to follow in their parents' footsteps and or uncle's footsteps. We want to expose them to as much of a variety of possibilities of career opportunities as possible, help them match that up with an interest they might have, and then give them opportunity to move forward with that. So this partnership at Wallbank Springs, some kids may, you know, that might not want to go to university, they might have an opportunity to work with Wallbank Springs right out of high school. Mm-hmm. Some of them certainly could start working there, get that advanced degree, then be a part of the company. Some of them may go away to four-year university and come back. And so for us, you know, what we're really trying to help kids understand is you need to have a skill set. You need to have a passion. How do we line that up? If university is the solution for that, fantastic. But for some of our kids, it might not be the university. It might be a trade school or just a certificate or even on-the-job training that leads to them walking out of high school into a really nice, well-paying job.
I think this program might help your letter grade as the state legislature has now come up with a new grading system for public schools yet again, right?
Yet again, the revolving door of accountability that never really is based on sound educational practice and research with the voice of the educational community. It's decision-making made with special interest in Lansing. And of course, you and everyone else knows this latest example. At 3 a.m., we make this decision. And I don't think any good decisions get made at 3 a.m., Paul. We'll leave that there, but I don't think too many do. And so now we as a school district, and certainly school districts in the area and all over the state, are wondering, what specifically does this mean? We have some sense that they're not going to give a overall letter grade to an entire building or school district, that it might be based on math and English language arts proficiency and then some other areas. So we're waiting to see kind of how that plays out for us. But you're right. They're missing a point here. In a day and age where we know we need to get kids career and college ready, I'm sure that's not going to be an index factor. Port Huron schools probably won't get any type of bump in our grade per se for this type of partnership, although this is exactly the type of partnership the school should be embarking on and the types of things that, you know, our communities need across the state of Michigan. You know, there is a lot of talk out there about transforming the educational system to have more of these models, yet our accountability system isn't going to align with what we're being expected to do. So just another opportunity for us to try to talk some sense into our elected officials and help us as educators get more of a voice at that table. And when we determine what true accountability measures should be in place, because no one would disagree, including all of us, we need to be held accountable, but let's develop a system that is designed for today's learner, today's marketplace, and the expectations of where these kids are going when they leave us as graduating seniors.
Does school choice help or hurt public school districts?
School choice, you know, it depends on what chair you're sitting in, okay?
Right.
To be really honest, I've sat in a school district chair as a superintendent where school choice really benefited. Certainly when I was in Marysville Public Schools, we never did the marketing that they do today. It's a great school district. It's a great system. It's a great community. Marysville Public Schools has always had a steady stream of school of choice students coming into that school district. Port Huron Schools, when I took over, I think one of our biggest things was the competition that existed with charter schools, parochial schools, and neighboring public schools. And was Port Huron Schools offering the quality of product in a parent's eye as other choices? So as you're aware, in my fifth year, we've worked hard to create facilities that are competitive, that are on par, that give advantage. And we certainly have worked to have programming that is giving competitive advantage. So I think when you look at all those things, school districts have to work hard to really be the best they can themselves for their students in their community. And if other families from different places want to be a part of that, then we certainly will welcome them. But I think our focus when we look at you know, school of choice is we want to keep our families in the Port Huron schools. We see a lot of families choose different opportunities, whether it's a local public, charter, parochial. We want them to have trust that we're building the facilities and the programming and have the people. And the people were always there. That equation was solid for us. That stay in Port Huron, we offer a great educational opportunity. So a letter grade coming out, it could be harmful for every school district because, you know, whether you're a high-achieving school and you're marked with a lower grade, or in some cases you might be a school district that might not have the diversity of other places like a Port Huron schools. So your letter grade in a certain subject could end up being higher, and it might not be an apple-to-apple comparison. So I think overall the system is going to be harmful to schools everywhere, no matter what type of school you are. And there just has to be a better way. And we as an educational community believe there is a better way to talk about accountability for schools that doesn't just arbitrarily slap letter grades on our schools and in a system that was developed, again, at 3 a.m. After a long day of deliberation where people were just tired and said, fine, let's take the vote.
Yeah. Next month, Michigan gets a new governor. Are you overall optimistic about incoming Governor Gretchen Whitmer?
I think Governor Whitmer is definitely an advocate for public schools. I think she's an advocate for school children, period. I think the fact that she's a mom of current school-age kids really will say a lot. I mean, she's having conversations with her kids every night about what's going on in public schools. And I think there's a lot of power to that, is that she's invested in that not only as a policymaker but as a parent. I think her biggest challenge will be working with the House and the Senate that are still going to be predominantly you know, from a different political party. And I think bipartisanship is going to have to be front and center for this state to move forward in our educational arena. If we can't set differences aside and really work together for the benefit of kids, you know, we are going to continue to be a state that is viewed in the bottom achieving states in the state of or in the United States versus a top achieving state. And I think Michigan, it doesn't have to be that way. There was a time when I came out of college a long time ago as a young new teacher, the state of Michigan was viewed as a top five, top six destination to teach and to work in the profession. And unfortunately, it's lost its luster. And so I think we have to all work hard to really market and help young people understand that this is a great profession. It's noble. It's worthwhile. But in the state of Michigan, I think us with influence and our lawmakers have to start making some change to make it more attractive and fair and to allow for a better competitive product without these punitive accountability systems that, again, are out of alignment with what we're doing in our day-to-day. So I'm hopeful our governor is going to take that out. I know in her campaign, she really has talked a lot about wanting to support public schools and eliminate some of the nonsense that I think we all feel exists for us. So we're hopeful we can work well with her.
All right. We'll see coming up in 2019, which it almost is. Three more days and then break starts.
Break will start soon. And certainly to our families and our students, we wish you a great holiday season and a happy new year. And certainly look forward to getting back at it in January. A lot of excitement going on in the Port Huron schools in the new year. We're going to have an open house at Port Huron Northern. Finally, people said, when's that coming? The work was not supposed to be done in February. So we'll still have to say pardon our dust on a few little pieces there. But we're excited, and we'll have a date coming very soon to welcome our community into the newly designed, renovated Port Huron Northern High School. And we're starting phase three, final phase of our bond project already.
Wow.
So and the new year will bring a lot of flurry of activity.
Sure.
And next year at this time when we're talking, we're going to be talking about our bond being about 98% done.
Man, oh, man.
So it's
gone by quick.
It's been fast and furious, yeah, but great for our community.
Good stuff. Well, Jamie, thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
We'll see you again in January. Happy holidays.